All 1019. With Boog, Lindsay, and Dusty. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends.
You were very Darth Vader there for a moment. Or I thought you were dropping down into his register.
Good morning to you, bro.
Good morning, bro.
Hey, bro.
How do you do, bro?
Or bruv. Bruv? I tried using bruv the other day, now that we know it's a UK thing, and it didn't seem to work.
All right, you're going to want to give me the finger again, but shut up, because I want to talk about you giving me the finger. It was yesterday, and I was very excited about this conversation. It was just too long to have on the air then, but now we should have it. I said something, and you could just tell Dusty wanted to give me the finger so hard, but he couldn't because he's wearing the cast.
Yes.
Dang!
And so we sort of sussed that out. And really, what had exploded through my head was this scene about how your physical therapist had been, you know what, you can tell that your hand is no longer broken when you're able to give somebody the finger.
Okay, right. And then I'm like, okay. And then there's a moment a couple months from now when there's a little tension in the show, and I just want to give you the finger so bad in my cast. And I just break the shackles.
That's right.
Yes, it just happens. It pops off.
His cast explodes, and a glorious, shining bird comes out from beneath.
A phoenix rises.
That's right.
Oh, so it would be like the Top Gun bird. So it would have the fingers next to it are like cocked up. Like, so you got the wings, right?
Oh, hold on. Let's get to that in a second. But I think before all that, there's the montage scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're training to get that finger to work, but it's not, you know, you're there's sweat dripping off your brow as you're concentrating on trying to get that finger up, but you can't do it yet. And then there's disappointment. There's crying in the locker room.
I have a coach. Yeah, someone's got to be yelling.
You got a coach who's yelling at you.
Sure.
Come on, Dust. You know he's a jerk. You know you want to do it. You've got to give him the finger, Dust. You'll get that bird. Yeah.
Get it.
And then there's the shining moment. Okay, so when you just, and I just noticed this, you seem to be ambi-bird giving.
Yeah.
Because you were able to give me a fine bird just a moment ago with your good hand, not your right hand, which
it's
is your dominant
go-to,
bird hand.
Though. You know, when I have the impulse, it's always the right hand.
Yeah.
And then I have that moment where I go, oh, I'll do the left. And then I go, and then I think better of giving the bird. And I go, don't be a jerk. And then I
what?
Don't. Yeah. So I haven't been given the bird lately.
It's not as like quick reflexes to just give the bird with the other hand, non-dominant hand.
Really? So are you a dominant bird hand too?
I guess I go for the right. Yeah. It's so easy to just flick you off. Why is it so easy to just flick you off?
I don't think that I'm really way more talented than the next guy out there, but I'm easily able to bird with both hands.
I can bird.
Got two jerks coming at you from both, like either side. You can just be like bird.
Yeah, and there are times where there's a bird coming from my 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's one at my two.
Check your six, bro.
Right. I'm like my head's on a swivel, man. I mean, I'm out there. Like, it's just me, and if it's me and my two hands, and if I got to bird somebody, I can do that.
I just noticed.
But I don't do the, as Dusty calls it, the fighter pilot bird. Mine is just like, it's the sole index finger that is up, and
obelisk.
It's proud. But I have to concentrate to get, like, the other two fingers up there. It's a tough move
for me.
See,
that's, for me, like, my fingers just go there, like, boom.
Oh, Lindsay's got a fine fighter pilot.
Yeah,
and I just, I think for when I'm driving, you know, just no matter what, I always grab the wheel with the left and use the right to flick off.
Right. Okay.
And it happens a lot on the roads.
Lindsay,
here.
You are like quick draw with yours. I can tell the way you whip it out. You flip the bird a lot.
I do, actually.
Her fighter pilot comes very easily. It's very, really beautiful. That's great form.
Thank you so much. Should I get a tattoo of like this?
Dusty, can I see yours, your fighter pilot?
Well, I'm trying to think. If I just flip someone off.
Wow, so you've got the double knuckle that comes out, which is another move.
It's powerful.
Like the two, the pointer and the ring finger are knuckled out, and then and then the middle finger is it's nice. It's just different.
I'm inspired. Thank you. Thank you.
Please send us a picture of your bird, I guess.
Please.
And I can't.
Yes, let's just send in pictures of all, just flipping
Please
us off.
A catalog of birds on the Facebook page.
I think
page.
That'd be beautiful. Can we do that?
Please.
Let's get that started.
Okay, so maybe to the morning alt page, because this is something that maybe the corporate bigwigs won't understand if we do it. Go to the morning alt page and just post a picture of your bird for us. And
yeah, they might think we're not very well liked here in Salt Lake. They'll be like, well, we saw a bunch of stuff on your Facebook page.
I don't know. Well, I'll start a thread.
Okay, please do.
I'll kick it off.
Yeah, with maybe you and Dusty's and mine, and mine non-fighter pilot. But hey, look, we're all snowflakes.
There's room for all kinds.
All of our flipping off is our snowflakes. We're all special in our own way.
Okay, we are snowflakes.